There's a variety of different exams dentists around the country have to take in order to practice. Many states have allowed the test results to be transferable. Wisconsin is now going with the tide, accepting these other regional exams. It's a good move, says Dr. William Laub, the dean of Marquette University School of Dentistry. Laub says it's an issue of mobility and one less hurdle for students.
The boards are challenging. They're also, they come at a cost, and so students want to minimize the cost and expense of their education. That includes licensing boards.
As of yet, there's no national test, partly because regions are partial to their own competency exam. Making it easier for dentists to practice in the state may make a dent in access problems, but Dr. Mike Caskey from the Wisconsin Dental Association says that impact will be small. He says Medicaid payments that don't fully cover costs is the bigger issue.
The Wisconsin Dental Association has been continually engaging legislators in regards to the need to increase the funding. We have surveyed membership. You know, funding was increased to the market rates. What we're seeing in other states that have done, you'd see a significant increase in access to care.
A report by former U.S. Surgeon General David Satcher said low-income children have twice as much tooth decay as more affluent kids. The report estimated that 80% of the cavities occur in 25% of the children. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.